This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Season, you know that. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah Carey made a fortune off that song. And if you cruise along during the holidays and you have commercial radio stations on that play music, I am certain you will hear it many, many, many times. And she will hear the cha-ching factor once again in her bank account. It is insane how that pop song has made her, as I said, a bloody fortune, but it is popular. There is something about it. It is critically acclaimed, and it is always part of the holiday fodder. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here with you as we peruse the choppy waters of what's happening in our world, in your backyard and my backyard. Some of you may already be on your way to wherever it is you're headed for the holiday season, the first one anyway, the turkey day, or maybe you're hanging around closer to home. It's expected that lots of records will be smashed as far as what travel is on the roads and in the air. Let's hope that the cooler temperatures prevail mentally with the people that are traveling, and we don't see some horrible incidents of plane rage or other things. This Christmas parade incident really threw me for a loop. 39-year-old Daryl Brooks, he supposedly was by himself on Sunday. He's the only suspect. And he plowed into that parade in Wisconsin in a suburb of Milwaukee. Shocking, of course, everybody. And he had just been released from jail less than 2 weeks ago in a domestic abuse case. And he's having an initial court appearance late on Tuesday afternoon. It's very, very sad when he drove his red SUV intentionally through barricades and into a crowd just celebrating Christmas. And now he faces 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide with other additional charges that will be heaped on, according to prosecutors, to that. 5 people were killed. They ranged in age from 52 to 81 years old, and there were so many others that were injured. At least 18 children had to be hospitalized after the parade. And, of course, immediately, because where our minds go, this was ruled out as a terrorist event, and it's not connected to the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least it's not believed to be in any way related to that, a reaction to that, or whatnot. But boy, it is a very, very sad thing that happened over the weekend, and ultimately we'll see what happens when he Faces the Music in his first court appearance. All right, other than that and the big why question that always hangs in the balance as to why, did you do this? Why, did this happen? And again, allegedly did it. We'll see what he says in that appearance, if anything. But in the meantime, what else is happening that's being talked about a lot, I think, at the virtual water cooler. I like to think of it as that because so many people are still not really working in offices. Some are, but most of the conversation is still part of the Zoomosphere and everything in between. So what's happening there? Well, now that the Rittenhouse verdict is handed down and Kenosha, Wisconsin was calm, and you know, the National Guard was called up, and that didn't turn out to be a hot spot, you know, whatsoever, but there are still lots of opinions about it, and you have them, because the mailbag was flooded with them for the last 3 days or so. There is the Ahmaud Arbery case and what's happening there. You have defense lawyer that is just prompted a lot of outrage for bringing up a couple of things that stuck into the crawl of a few people in the courtroom. You know, the courtroom, I think, in this one is almost like, it's almost like they're in a, they think they're in a snow globe and nobody can really see them and what's happening there. And if you just shake it up, some kind of kooky will fall out every single day. And I'm serious about there. In the courthouse this time around on Monday, a defense attorney in the trial of those accused in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery actually elicited an audible gasp from the people that were there in the small courtroom that was open, and then some outrage from his family and some other legal experts. The defense attorneys for Gregory and Travis McMichael, who are charged with Aubrey's murder, they've tried to present Arbery as a criminal. I mean, that's their job. That's what they're doing. And on Monday, one of Gregory McMichael's lawyers went just a tad further, saying that Ahmaud Arbery, turning Ahmaud Arbery basically into a victim after the choices that he made don't reflect the reality of what brought him to that area, Satilla Shores, in his khaki shorts with no socks to cover his long, dirty toenails. So it was the long, dirty toenail comment where people gasped and threw up their hands. And again, this was highlighted in what happens in the snow globe atmosphere of this particular trial. And of course, if you don't know anything about this, Arbery was black. The three defendants, who include William Bryan, are white, and they face charges including malice and felony murder in the killing of Arbery after chasing him in a neighborhood near Brunswick, Georgia, back in February of 2020, and they've pled not guilty. So after that remark, Aubrey's mother, who was pretty emotional and sitting in the courthouse, you know, in the courtroom, and left after that remark and just saying, you know, I have to get out of here. I have to get out. My son had a huge hole in his chest when he was shot with a shotgun, and this is what they focus on because they don't have the proper evidence. Wow. Where this ends up, it still, I think, has a little bit of ways to go, and I don't think there is any decision doesn't get handed to the jury before the Thanksgiving holiday. I think it happens at least the week after that. All right, hang with us. We're swinging for the fences next.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Countdown is on for Turkey Day, as I mentioned at the top. It's just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving for those that celebrate. I know we have people listening off our shores, and we welcome you to the show always. Anybody across this great country from end to end, and then, like I said, in other places, big shout out to our Aussie friends and those in the UK as well. You know, it's interesting. I talked about lockdowns and what was happening in some countries and massive protests over any kind of a lockdown. In the UK, it's quite different. They're looking the other way in the sense of the lockdowns and saying, okay, but that's not happening here. It's not what's going on in our country. Yes, in others, but not here. As vigilant as we can be, it's no lockdown for us. And because of the cries of lockdowns and the reaction to some of the lockdowns that were announced, I went through a lot of the countries that are being hit the hardest with that. There was just again the echo that's not happening in the United States, that there is no lockdown that is happening, as it's announced that Florida now has the lowest amount of cases in the United States. So it's really fascinating to watch the Rubik's Cube of COVID and vaccinations and cases and all of that, and then to see the political blowback to the hardliners and then other countries, like I said, who are not going in that direction. And so the White House made it clear, I think because of that, that the United States is not imposing a lockdown or shutting down the economy to curb the spread of COVID-19, and we're relying on other tools. This is from the right from the horse's mouth, as they say, Jeff Zients, who is the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. You knew we had one of those, right? He said, we're not headed in that direction. We have the tools to accelerate the path out of this pandemic. Widely available vaccinations, booster shots, kid shots, therapeutics. And he used the word therapeutics. We can curb the spread of the virus without having to in any way shut down our environment. Separately, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said U.S. health officials, is what you call them, aren't recommending lockdowns or economic restrictions at all, to curb rising COVID-19 cases. I mentioned it. Europe is the epicenter of the global pandemic, and Austria has full lockdowns, riots, lots of riots breaking out in cities across the Netherlands over a partial lockdown, and a lot of other countries as well. The current 7-day average of COVID-19 cases, this is an easy number to process in your head, in the U.S. rose 18% from last week's 92,000 a day. These are numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. U.S. hospitalizations were up 6% to an average of about 5,600 a day. And daily deaths are 1,000. So what do all these numbers mixed up mean? It still is significantly down when we say 1,000 a day, even though the numbers from what we've seen are up. And I think with the president announcing, or it being announced, that he's going to definitely run again in 2024, and polls that have various Republicans, including if the former president were to come back and run, beating or at least being neck and neck with Joe Biden, I think any economic misery or hardship that would be put out, spread across the table, so to speak, from the White House would be disastrous for the Democrats. So I think the emphasis on not having a lockdown is part of that. Hey, we're not having a lockdown. No, we're not. We're working on the economy. We're not going to see anything happen to this economy. Right. We want you to know that. And we're seeing all these protests in so many other places. So the idea that that will happen, that's why, you know, the British health secretary said they're not going to expand vaccine mandates, saying on the BBC that that's not happening. The French prime minister positive for COVID-19 as the cases are rising, you know, there. So France's prime minister positive for COVID-19 hours after returning from a visit to a neighboring Belgium. And they're seeing, again, a lot of infection. So the positive test means that his Belgian counterpart and four other ministers went into quarantine because they all met. So they all had to quarantine for at least the next 10 days. 75% of France's population is vaccinated. The number of virus infections has shot up in the last couple of weeks. Hospitalizations, deaths, all of that, up. French President Emmanuel Macron got contracted COVID-19 last December, remember, and other government ministers had the virus as well. So now with that announcement, that's where they turn to, this is what's happening here, you know, just so you know. Boom. Period. All right, there's a couple of other odds and ends, I think, that are interesting. You know, I have studied Tom Jefferson. I remember going to his home. Of course, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, very, very close to where the Declaration of Independence was conceived, and where they have the original inkwell, and I walk every day across when I was a kid, those cobblestones, and I just love history. And I especially love going back to the beginnings of the country, I think, because so much of that was emphasized in my childhood. So I learned today that a statue of Thomas Jefferson that was in City Hall for more than 100 years was carted up and hauled away for relocation. It was very strange to see the statue was inside this crate that just said fragile, and it was being carted off behind this wood, the wooden boards and et cetera, and they're lowered him down the stairs at City Hall. I saw some video of it, I guess, and somebody sent it to me. And he's going to the New York Historical Society, right? And this is an 1833 Tom Jefferson statue. Wow. The city council voted unanimously in October to remove the 7-foot statue because of Jefferson's slave ownership, but they didn't know what to do with it. They didn't know where they were going to move it. And this is, like I said, a statue that popped up in City Hall in New York in the 1830s, and then was moved to the chamber 80 years later. And it's been, you know, it's overlooked the city council meetings ever since then. You can see it. And, of course, Jefferson is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence, and he was our third president. But he did own slaves, and he's believed to have fathered 6 children with Sally Hemings. So because there's more of that story that's certainly out there, they went back and forth over what, you know, what happens and what should happen with the statue, and decided instead he goes to a historical landing spot and is out of City Hall. And now there's questions about other statues. So if it's Tom Jefferson, will we see that with Ben Franklin? Will we see that with George Washington? And where are some of those more historic statues located? But this one was pretty prominent because you constantly would see it. And maybe you didn't recognize it because I'm from that area, Philly, and then spending time in New York, that would always catch my eye because you would see it whenever reporters did live shots from somewhere in New York City Hall when somebody was speaking. And since it's one of our biggest cities and there was so much news that would flow out of New York, you probably saw it many, many times and maybe never thought twice about it. But for me, when I saw that crate, it was so odd to think how many times did I also, back in the day when I was in New York, how many times did I go back over that territory when I was in City Hall? And it was so common, I just never really thought about it because it was something I saw constantly, constantly, constantly. All right, something I see a lot of is mail. I see a lot of mail, so we have a virtual mailbag coming up, and it's a good time to remind you, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The suspect in Sunday's fatal parade incident in Waukesha had been released on $1,000 bail earlier this month, according to court records and the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, which said in a statement released Monday that the bail had been set inappropriately low. In a news conference Monday, authorities named Daryl Brooks, 39, as the suspect, killing five people and injuring 48 others.
The Waukesha Police Department is referring five counts of first-degree intentional homicide with additional charges based on the investigation, but those will come in time.
Fox News commentators Jonah Goldberg and Stephen Hayes have quit the network, saying they're upset over a documentary about January 6th that was produced by Tucker Carlson. Fox says their contracts, which were about to expire, were not going to be renewed. This is USA Radio News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said Thursday the two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she was requested others. She has the right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year. A research paper published in The Lancet, authored by a German professor, argued that government's stigmatization of unvaccinated individuals is not justified because fully vaccinated individuals play a relevant role in transmitting COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
Thank you very much for all of your thoughts. Let them flow. I said it before, heading into this 24/7 Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one is from Mac, who says, "Hey, Delaney, I hope that you've had a good 2021. I can't wait to see what the show dives into for the next season. I heard you talk about giving out predictions of what could happen next year and ultimately what you think happened as far as the biggest 10 stories of the year that people were talking about at your virtual water cooler. And I'm assuming that we're going to hear some of that in December. I think without a doubt, the last big story that we just heard, the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, is one that no matter how you see it, that was a huge story, and it will have rippling effects heading into next year. Certainly, there are some that are looking at the gun aspects of it, others looking at protest aspects of it and how we protest in the United States, and still others looking at the legal system, and there's probably other ways to also look at the lens of whatever it is that you look through as far as the Rittenhouse story is concerned. Yes, that would make the top 10. Thanks for that, Mac. I agree. I mean, you want to talk about the court of public opinion. It was all over the place. It was like a hornet's nest had been kicked gently and then smashed in 20 different directions. And again, in the middle of all of this, remember, two people lost their lives and another one was injured. I mean, that's the upshot of that, so to speak. I mean, it's terrible that it came to that happened. And now you have people that are pushing Kyle Rittenhouse even to sue, to say, go after everybody who you think smeared you. Go after defamation of character. Respond. And I think ultimately, you know what, there are no winners or heroes or any of that in the case, in this case, because I go back to the fact that two people died as a result of that. Even Kyle Rittenhouse's mother said, you know, if that could be rewound, they would rewind that, and that she was saying because of some of the reaction to what she had read or heard or people contacting her, that there was remorse, that she had remorse, that he had remorse. But then you had Rittenhouse that talked to Tucker Carlson about the Kenosha shootings, and he said he had a message for the president. And in the interview, he said, the 18-year-old who was acquitted of all the homicide charges, said that the president showed actual malice and defamed his character, and you know, that he was acquitted of these charges arising from the shooting in Wisconsin. And he said in the interview, go back and watch the trial. Go back and look at the trial. So he said, Mr. President, if I would say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch and understand the facts before you make a statement. And Rittenhouse did say he has really good lawyers who will be seeking to hold those who are perceived as defaming him accountable, and that includes a lot of people in the news media. So, and of course, you know this, he was on trial over the shooting of three men, two fatally, at a Black Lives Matter rally in Kenosha back in August of 2020. The jury found him not guilty, and we'll see where this ends up, because I do think there will be more fallout. Yes, it is a top 10 story. Yes, it was water cooler conversation, as you say, I say, which is true, virtual water cooler conversation. All right, let's go to Michael's email. And Michael says, thank goodness it wasn't terror, but it still was a terroristic act when it comes to what happened at that parade. Kate, it is heartbreaking to see, and I heard you describe the scene as kids' shoes on the ground and hot chocolate spilled all over and just a small little Christmas parade that ended up like a battlefield. And that imagery that you mentioned on the air the other day really kind of stuck with me during the day, and I thought, how many parades, little Christmas parades or other parades did I drag my kids down to and my grandchildren down to over the years, and how easy it would have been for something horrific like this to happen. And I'm not trying to be the fallout guy, but I just feel for those people in Wisconsin as to why in the hell would somebody do this. Yeah, I think of marching bands, kids dancing and Santa hats, waving pom-poms, waiting for Santa, and then how do you stop that? They fly through the barricades, there's the SUV speeds up and hits the dancers, hits musicians and other people that were lined up in the street. You know, like many of you, I live in a suburban town outside of a big city. We have those kinds of parades. I've dragged nephews and other people to sit on the sidewalks to, you know, watch people waving flags or the dog parade or musicians or whatever go by, and it would be a nightmare. I that you think of the barricades, and they always have barricades set up. In my town, they use fire. They put on the two ends, they put big fire engines. But still, there's cones and other things, and there's police officers that are out there along the route. And I just think of the kids in the hospital. You know, you've got 9 patients, most of them children, that are still listed in critical condition as of the airing of the show at 2 different hospitals. You've got 7 others that are in serious condition. I mean, wow. You know, send them good thoughts, pray for them, whatever your belief system is, because that's just a terrible, terrible thing for those families. Absolutely. And then you hear the story of the man accused of plowing that SUV into that parade. And, you know, he was in a domestic disturbance just a couple of weeks ago. And there are other things. He had been charged with, I guess, 16 crimes, 16 times since 1999, had 2 outstanding cases against him at the time of the parade disaster, including one where he was accused of deliberately running down a woman with his car. Yikes. All right, let's go to this one from Henry. Henry says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I wanted to mention this to you. I don't know who you're picking. I want to be a little bit lighter. I don't know who you're picking for the Super Bowl, and I swear I'm going to call in on one of your Nail the Scores, but I don't think we can count the Buccaneers out. I am sending to you this email as I am watching the Buccaneers dismantle the Giants on Monday Night Football. Yes, the Buccaneers beat the Giants 30-10. I watched a little bit of the front end of that, and Tom Brady, he scrambled to make a first down, and so people criticized, well, he's not as athletic as he was, and he just ran, and then he pumped his fist kind of in the face of whoever says that. And yes, the Buccaneers are 7-3. And I think you never count them out, even if they have a bad game here or there. It's wide open for a few teams. Too early to say for sure. I can tell you teams that we know aren't in it. I think it's a very safe bet to say the Lions, who have not won a game, are not going to the Super Bowl. There's no way. It is mathematically impossible for the Lions, who lost to Cleveland this past weekend, to go to the Super Bowl. I feel very confident that that is a very, very solid prediction of mine. So thanks for that. And a good chance to remind everybody that our next Nail the Score, which would normally be on Wednesday, but we are not doing it on Wednesday. Instead, we'll be on Tuesday in our first hour, last segment. So Tuesday, first hour, last segment. Oh, what will be the game of the week, week 12 in the NFL. Who knows? I'm just saying, I don't know. All right, last one. This one comes to us from Peter. And Peter says, Kate, I saw what happened at the Atlanta airport. I listened to the talent of your show. I caught the fact that there was somebody who was going through the TSA. So I did what you said. I looked at the video that was out there. And, boy, I sure would have hated to be right by him. It would have been scary to see him jump out of the line, run with the gun. He wasn't shooting the gun at anyone or pointing it at anyone. He just grabbed it, got out of there. I think it accidentally discharged for sure. But, of course, you can't have a loaded gun going through a checkpoint in the TSA to get on a plane. But you see afterwards that people were ducking for cover. They ran away from the airport. Of course, it shut the airport down for a couple of hours. And I guess your idea that you have to be aware of your surroundings is just a good reminder to everybody. You don't have to be paranoid or ridiculously unfriendly or cynical, but just be aware of your surroundings. Amen to that. I agree. That's what I say all the time. All right, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Mark it down. Send me your thoughts. We're closing this hour out on the flip side.
Guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know I got that stuff in.
Turkey, turkey, turkey.
Not a yam.
Thanksgiving like a pilgrim's in the yam.
No house fire cause I'm not deep frying. Watching football all day.
Cowboys and Lions.
That's right, watching football all day. How many people will find themselves in that position where it is, I'm having another helping and leave me alone. Let's watch what's happening on the tube. There's now three games that happen in the NFL, and it used to be that traditional two games, and the Lions and the Cowboys are playing, not each other. The Bears and the Lions get the first kickoff early in the morning, and then it's the Raiders and the Cowboys, the Bills and the Saints to close out Thanksgiving. Hey, commercialization. You got to take advantage and you got to play more football. And so there was the additional game that was added several years ago. And it is interesting what happens on Thanksgiving, isn't it? It's almost like the green light is lit everywhere and it's the one thing everybody can agree on. Eat as much as you want. Are you thinking about calories? Are you worried about overeating on Thanksgiving? I mean, even people I know that are super fit and almost annoying if they see you eat something that they don't approve of. Yeah, I know a few people like that. on Thanksgiving, it's suddenly like they forgot about their green shakes and kale salads and whatever else it is in between because they're too busy eating the extra helpings of the sides and whatever else that is served up on Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's the sweet thing that gets people, you know, like the pie, the pumpkin pie. I'm a traditionalist, so I don't like all the new stuff. I know, I mean, you can get mashed potatoes made just about any way, right? And a zillion ways to make green beans. I like them plain. I like them the old-fashioned way. Poof. It's like the one meal I want, like my great-grandmother's and my grandmother's. I said this the other day. It's filling to me. We called it filling, which is stuffing to most people. And it's bread. It's mashed potatoes and gravy. It's corn. It's green beans. It's, you know, the traditional fare. But like I said, when you look at menus and you look at what people serve, it's almost anything but that. There's just so many side dishes, so many casseroles, so many crumbles and bacon bits and cheese balls and everything that's put in between into whatever the original food is. I was even reading, I'm not a huge cranberry person, but I was reading the thing about cranberries and that there's candies that people put in cranberries. I'm like, what? You cut up the cranberry that you get in a can and you add more candy to it. There's twice baked potato casserole, which probably could be good any other day, but again, traditionalist, right? There's sweet potato casserole with marshmallows. There's green bean casserole. There's mac and cheese balls. There's turkey pot pie. I just have to say this. If you're going to have turkey, and again, turkey pot pie is probably really good. There's probably some incredible homemade recipes out there. But wouldn't that be after? Wouldn't that be after Thanksgiving, not served up for Thanksgiving? Here's one thing I would break with tradition for. When I moved to the South, I've had the pleasure of living in every part of the country, not in every state, but every part of the country. And I think that's why I like people. I like doing the show because of all the places I've been lucky enough to live in my career. But in the South, what really did it for me is when I first tried okra. Okra. I mean, any kind of okra. Pickled, fried, however. I mean, I had no idea. I never had okra. And there's so many ways to cook it. Now, okra shows up on a lot of Thanksgiving Day feasts, right? So cornmeal, crusted, that kind of thing. And a lot of times it's just maybe even a snack or it's a side or whatever. So I would take the okra any day of the week, any day of the week. I hope you get to partake somewhere. If you're listening in the United States, doing whatever it is you do, even if you're not the traditional kind of person and you like your Thanksgiving feast some other way, it's okay. You know, this is an odd thing to bring up maybe, but maybe not because of the world we live in and so many attacks in different directions because of the nature of people wanting to be famous and TikTok videos and, you know, all of that. And somehow this popped up on some investment site that I was looking at. And I was looking at and we've had him on the show. I have a friend who's in the personal protection business. So he was an FBI agent, and he is hired to protect people. And I was looking at what stars pay for their annual protection costs. So like Adele, she just now has a new album out, right? And people are talking about her. She just did a big concert, just had a conversation with Oprah. And she lost a ton of weight, and that became a big story. So there's always a lot of conversation about Adele. And she has a beautiful voice. There's no question about it. But she's a star. So her net worth is estimated to be $190 million, give or take. It's just an estimate. What do you think she pays for an annual protection? Annual protection. What would the cost of annual protection be? Because, of course, she's friendly, and fans would come up to her and all that sort of thing. 75 $75,000. $75,000. Wow, I'm surprised. I would think that it would be more than that. I guess she hired, or Sony Music hired, Lady Gaga's former bodyguard, and he was making that a year. And so it's been reported that that's what it was. I'm just thinking that he could have gotten a raise from Adele. Because if he's really focusing a lot on her, I would think that's a drop in the bucket, and probably she would probably pay, more. Looking at some other people and what they pay, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, could there be a bigger movie star, celebrity who is constantly being talked about, is in a couple of different productions, including a big one on Apple that is called The Morning Show that she's partners with Reese Witherspoon in, and reportedly her, and she's worth, over $300 million. Reportedly her protection is about $250,000 a year, $250,000. And maybe that's on par for public events. How does that work? Do they show up? Did you see the movie The Bodyguard? I mean, how does that work? Do they just show up? Okay, we've got a public event, and so we're going to flank you on the side. The guy that I know, we'll have to have him back on the show because he talks about personal protection and how to be aware of yourself around you. His name's Greg Schaefer. And he used to be on a presidential detail, so he talks about what that was like. And I guess if you're part of a presidential detail, whoever the president is, the way it's supposed to be thorough anyway, if you are protecting someone like Jason Momoa, who is an Adonis of a dude, who is an actor who's 6'4", he pops up in all kinds of things. He just was in Dune. Of course, he's the Aquaman, does a lot of photo paparazzi kind of things, like where paparazzi shows up and fans. And so his annual protection costs, he's worth over $10 million, is estimated to be $125,000. And I just think it just sounds low to me for how much they might need. So, for example, like Beyonce. I know you're probably sitting here thinking, how did we get to this from where we started? Beyonce is worth $362 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. Now, her annual protection is about $4 million. Doesn't that make sense that it would be somewhere in that neighborhood? Just thinking about it. Just saying. And I've got some casserole tea. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. The great Nate for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.